Music from Jim James of My Morning Jacket. That's from his solo album. It is called Regions of Light and Sound of God, and that was State of the Art. Before that, we heard Stars from the Five Ghosts and Beirut from the Riptide. And we started off with Nellie Mackay doing Identity Theft off of Obligatory Villagers. Well, this Friday is First Friday in downtown Dayton, and Rev Cool is going to be blasting throughout the city with Around the Fringe here on WISO and telling you about all the cool things that you can check out. One of the things that's going to be happening is the debut of a new space called The Collaboratory. It's in downtown Dayton on Main Street, right across from Courthouse Square. And our friend Peter Benkendorf of the Blue Sky Project is involved with The Collaboratory. And I sat down with him this morning at the space to talk a little bit about what they're going to be doing there. It's been a while since we talked. Tell me a little bit about what you and the Blue Sky Project have been up to since, last Urban Nights when we were talking about You Are Here.
It's great to be back with you, Juliet. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's been about 6 months, and we had a really incredible experience with You Are Here as part of Urban Nights as an installation at the old courthouse, and we actually have some things in the works for Urban Nights for next September, trying to top what we did last year. Right now, what we're really excited about is launching a new space, which we're calling the Collaboratory, located at 8 North Main Street, right across from Courthouse Square. It's a space that we've used the past couple summers for our Blue Sky final exhibition, and our hope with the Collaboratory is to make this a space that is sort of ongoing and active 365 days a year. And the basic premise is we want to be a place where people can come together and develop projects in collaboration, be they art projects, art and engineering projects, community-based projects, but we want to be a place that people can gather, share ideas, and hopefully work together to find new ways to make Dayton a more vibrant place.
Now, describe the space we're sitting in right now as it is, and then tell me what it's going to look like as of Friday evening for First Fridays.
Well, the best way to describe the place, I guess, if you've ever been to the CVS store before, close your eyes and imagine the CVS store with nothing in it, because this location was the CVS space a number of years ago downtown before they relocated to Second Street. So right now it's a fairly blank canvas with a lot of white walls, although we have up in the front a couch and some furniture and a little area that we call the Conversation Pit, and a space where artist Issa Randall is currently using for studio space. And so as people walk by on Main Street, they can watch Issa making work and actually come in when he's here and talk to him about the work that he's doing. What we're really excited about, and really this is a space that is going to hopefully develop organically, is that we have our first collaborative exhibition opening this Friday. And the name of the exhibition is called Best Time Ever, and we hope that the people who come are going to have the best time ever. It's going to be a big party. And we're going to be featuring work that has been produced collaboratively by Glenna Jennings, who is a photographer, and Issa Randall, who is a mixed media artist. And so for them, it's an opportunity to produce work that they would not normally produce on their own. And for the community, it's an opportunity to see very unusual contemporary art that is being produced by two local artists. And we're really excited about allowing artists who have ideas to bring those ideas to us. So it was great when Glenna and Issa said, hey, we'd love to do a project together. And we said, yeah, we'd love to feature it in the Collaboratory. So this is really our kickoff weekend on First Friday.
Now, you said the space is for people to kind of come together and develop projects. What kind of projects are you envisioning, or is it really a blank slate?
It really is a blank slate, and I guess there's a good side and a bad side to that. Really, my community work going back 20 years is about creating frameworks of possibilities for others. So I don't really have a particular outcome in mind. The implementation is really up to the community. Sometimes I will try and identify opportunities for collaboration. So I've been working with Shana McConville, who's the relatively new director of the Rosewood Art Center and Kettering, and Harris Tay, who's the relatively new executive director of the Wesley Community Center on the west side. And so they're both eager to find ways to cross-pollinate between residents of Kettering and residents of the west side. But what they choose to work on together is really up to them. But we want to be a venue to both bring together those folks as well as to showcase the outcomes of their projects. And maybe they end up doing community gardening together and they produce a short video that we feature here or other elements. So this space is not really focused on just being an art gallery or an art space. It's really a place for people who have ideas to present those ideas. One of the things that we're actually kind of excited about on Friday is that there's going to be an interactive portion, although my idea of interactive is I'm a bit of a Luddite, so it's fairly low tech, but we are going to have very large post-it notes, the kind that you have when you have company meetings and whatnot, where individuals can write down their personal declaration of possibility that they would like to do if they could have people collaborate with them. And then others who attend will be able to add their own comments. Maybe you know somebody who can help them. Maybe you're interested in working on that project as a way to begin to start to develop kind of a database of ideas and a database of people who would like to be engaged with what goes on in the collaboratory. So one of my favorite declarations of possibility came from a gentleman I sort of met under unusual circumstances when my car got stolen in Dayton in 2008. And we got into a conversation. He shared with me, "I want to share my passion for cooking with young people in order to keep them off the streets." Well, that's a pretty powerful idea for an individual who was sort of a self-taught chef who kind of came up through the streets himself. And every time I tell that story, somebody always says, "Oh, I know so-and-so who would love to be involved in that." And so this is an opportunity for people to kind of put their ideas in writing and let other people respond, and hopefully that will be the genesis for some new conversations that we can get started in this space. So we're really looking for any kind of ideas. We'd love for people who might be interested in hosting things in the space. I have a friend who loves TED Talks, and he said, "Can I come in once a month and maybe show 3 TED Talks and then have a conversation around those talks?" So this is really up to the community in terms of what they'd like to see happen in the space. We want to draw people from different parts of the Dayton region in here and hopefully create activities and energy that is going to be of value to the community. Beyond that, it really is a blank slate.
How do you envision people feeding these ideas to you beyond the Friday event or throwing these ideas out there to see what sticks and find collaborators? Do you have a system in place for that?
That's a great question. We currently have a Facebook page, so if you go to Facebook with the collaboratory, and I think part of the process over time will be to develop some more formalized systems. I'm probably far more down the entrepreneurial end of the spectrum than I am the implementation end of the spectrum. So we'd love to find some system-oriented folks and some social media people. One of the individuals I'm very excited to have an opportunity to work with on the collaboratory is somebody I just met in the last month, a gentleman by the name of David Rice. David lived in Dayton from when he was 13 to 18. He's probably in his early 60s now. Is a very, very accomplished industrial designer and architect who is splitting his time between D.C. and in the last 18 months in Dayton. And David was very involved in the development of the Detroit Creative Corridor Center up in Detroit, and I think he's going to bring a lot of really interesting ideas and new connections for us here in Dayton to help us develop this space so that there's not just a conversation pit, but maybe there's some tables that people can sit around, some whiteboard up on part of the walls, and really make this a space where people feel kind of comfortable hanging out and using the space in multiple ways. It's big enough. It's probably about 4,500 square feet that it can be very, very flexible. We've had live performances in here as well as visual art, although I do want to stress that this is not just about art making, although because I've been involved in a number of art projects, sometimes I get pegged as art sky, and it's really more about the power of possibilities and what can happen when people choose to come together to find new solutions and new ways of doing things here in Dayton.
You mentioned Detroit. Is there kind of a model for this type of space in other cities that you're seeing? Is this something that especially other cities that are sort of reinventing themselves or recovering from a large economic stress are doing to try to bring the community together?
I think we can find different versions of what we're trying to do here. Philadelphia has a storefront that is really directly focused on community improvement projects, not so much around collaboration, but again, the idea of a storefront space that is very accessible. And I think what has been particularly important to us and energizing for us is in many ways, and I shared this in a couple of people in the community I've been talking to, in many ways this space is Dayton's front window. Being right across from Courthouse Square and have it being sitting empty for so long, I think it's critical to the future of the urban core and Courthouse Square being the center of the center, that this is a space that can showcase the best of the community, can be a place where the community really is working together. I like the fact that it's on the ground floor and that it's accessible. Often we have meetings indoors, many floors above the street, where it's not accessible visually or to a lot of people in the community. And so we want this to be a space that is open to everybody and open to a lot of different ideas and a lot of different possibilities. Detroit has been successful in many ways with its creative corridor in spurring new business development as a result of bringing lots of creative energy together in a concentrated place. I think that's one of the challenges that we have in Dayton is we've got little pockets of creativity, and so Tech Town is over in one side of town, and you know you've got UD and Sinclair on another side of town, and some activity around the Oregon District, and so we've got these little pockets of activity happening, and yet we all recognize that if the core doesn't come back to life, we're going to have a really tough time attracting more people who want to live downtown, businesses that want to move downtown. So we're very optimistic. We hope to be a part of the lunchtime activities that the Downtown Dayton Partnership is involved in. They're going to be expanding the square is where, their lunchtime activities during the week. And so we want this to be an alternative space that hopefully people just walk across Main Street. No jaywalking, though. And take advantage of some of the things that were going on here. So as we begin to roll into the summer and hopefully develop more of a working group of folks that want to think about all the possibilities for this space, because it's going to take lots of ideas from lots of people. And again, that's really why this here. This is really a framework for possibilities for others. I don't really have a particular vision for the space. I just have an optimistic sense of what can come out of here if people are willing to engage and share their passions for the things that they want to see happen in the community.
Well, Peter, thank you so much.
Thanks for being here and talking with us. And hopefully I can get back to you in the next couple months and give you an update.
Absolutely. Thank you. That was my conversation with Peter Bankendorf of the Blue Sky Project. The new space, the Collaboratory, is making its debut this Friday night as part of First Fridays. And we've got some information on the event up on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Check them out on Main Street in downtown Dayton, right across from Courthouse Square. Right now, music from the Buffalo Killers.